First of all, we're welcoming Harry White to have a look at the program of racing at Wangaratta this afternoon. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
How have we found the program of racing at Wangaratta today?
It's a nice looking card. There's a couple that I'm definitely keen on. Couldn't find heaps of value around, but hopefully we knock together a few winners and come out in front.
That's always a good plan. First event on the program is for the three-year-old fillies. It's a maiden over the 1,100 metres, 3 metres from the 14 to the 9. True, the remainder, good four, brings you up to date. Scratchings here are 2 and 5. The favourite, Chomps Dior, $2. Kokomo Bliss, $3.30. Typically Brazen at $5, $6 for third strike. And the Ruffy, $41 down the bottom. Who do we like in the first?
Oh, look, I wouldn't be surprised if any of the top three in the market win. I'm with the favourite, Champs Dior, gets the nod to kick off the day. Thought her recent Flemington jump out was good. Reads well on her pedigree page. Is the full sister to a horse called North, and her mum's the half sister to Schubert. So I'm happy to go with the favourite, the first starter, to beat Kokomo Bliss, Local Hope, who won a recent jump out here. Looks well placed to prove competitive on debut. Typically, Brazen comes through a couple of stronger maidens and ran well enough in those, I think, to knock off a race like this. And then third strike, closed off well from the back into the minor money at Wagga. Sports Winkers for the first time here. 1376.
1376 from Harry. I'm going with One Champ Store. I like the work in the Flemington jump out. It'll be up on speed. I think it'll take plenty of running down. To beat third strike was very good, but very green on debut there at Wagga. Gets the Winkers to try and straighten things out. 3 Kokomo Bliss comes through a jump out here, but might need to improve her manners in the early part of her work today. She was a little bit sluggish there in her jump out. And then 7 Typically Brazen. 1637 for mine in race number 1 on the program. Race number 2 from Wangaratta today is a maiden plate over 1,000 metres. 5 and 9 come out here. Exceed Tycoon, $2.20. Apres Lemur, $2.40. Night Rocket, $4.60. Promisa at $7.50. Best of the rest, Stardust Lover at $81. Who do we like here, Harry?
Again, look, I wouldn't talk you out of either of the top two in the market. They're definitely the main contenders. I'm going with Apres Lemur, third up, dropping back to 1,000 metres. I like the look of. She's led and held on for the minor money in both runs this prep, both of which were in stronger maiden company. Just think it looks the right race for her to knock over a win. To beat Exceed Tycoon, got around a short favourite in both career runs to date. Despite filling the minors at current, he's probably not the punter's friend. Maps to box seat and is rightfully well in the market and probably deserved favourite. Night Rocket, a local who's jumped out well, and then Promisa resuming for a new local stable, has jumped out soundly. Blinkers go on again, and prior New South Wales form doesn't read all that badly at all. 6-3, 4-1.
6-3, 4-1, carbon copy here. Apres Lemur, I think, back to 1,000s in her favour. She'll be up on the speed and running for a long way. 3 Exceed Tycoon, probably unlucky to be run down there at Benalla last time. His two runs have been good, but he did have his chance to win the race. Night Rocket was impressive in winning a jump out, but they went very, very slow in the early part of that, and not sure about the opposition, but he did look to move nicely. And then Promisa, first up for the new stable, gets the blinkers today. 6-3, 4-1 for both Harry and myself in race number 2. Third event on the program is for the fillies and mares. This race is over the 1,590 metres, and the scratchings here are runners 2, 11 and 12. Lockie King on to 3, and the push here has been for Shy Girl, Billy DeLune. You've got to be brave to jump on Billy DeLune. $2.15 equal favourite with Shy Girl. Cordamente, $9.13. Stern in Grinzing, and then Rose and Harlem at $17. Who are we with here, Harry?
I'm glad to see the market sorting itself out a bit here, Brendan, with Shy Girl. That's who I've got on top. Seems to have the right form for a race like this. She's locally trained by Ben Brisbane. He's got a nice hand of horses today. She's just been getting a bit far back in her running and giving herself too much to do, but I like the way she's been closing off. I think that she should be the favourite. To beat the Mara and Eustace runner, Billy DeLune, I've been sucked into backing her a couple of times. We obviously know the result. Looks well placed here. I wasn't game to take $1.90 earlier. Even when she's drifted, I'm still not game to take $2.15. As you said, be brave if you're going to back that runner. Stern and Grinzig has intertwining form with Billy DeLoon from two back, has since run well at Mornington. And then Cordamente strips fitter second up and will be running on. I'm quite keen on the 8 ahead of 1, 9 and 10.
Yep, I'm with 8 also. Shy Girl stuck to her task well at Benalla. She's getting close to a win. Fourth run back, gets her second try around the mile. I think she'll be winning to beat number 10, Cordamente. It was a nice return at Sale on a deteriorating track. I think on a drier track today, he's going to be more into her favour. Then one Billy DeLoon tread with caution around her. Looks a suitable race, but everything she's been in has been a suitable race. Thought she was disappointing at the 2000 at Werribee last time out, where she just didn't run the trip out. And then number 9, Stern in Grinzing, 8, 10, 1 and 9 for me in the third event on the program. Race number 4 on the card. This is a fillies and this is a maiden, I beg your pardon. A maiden over 1,300 metres. 8 and 14 come out. Talia Hope goes on to 13. Debonair Boy, $2.70. One of a good hand that Harry outlined for Ben Brisbane today. Charm Wing, $3.40. Bob's Bay, $4 has been a firmer. Blazing Fire, $12. Riverina Bullet is a $15 chance. And Ricarda at $16.
How many times are we going to say Ben Brisbane today, Brendan? Because I mentioned him last start. You've mentioned him now, and I'm mentioning him again. I think he's got another one here who will be winning, the favourite, Debonair Boy. Closed off strongly into second over the trip last start in Canberra. The winner of that race has since placed in a Class 1. Should strip even fitter here third up. It's a nice winnable race for him. To beat Bob's Bay comes through probably the strongest form reference race when on debut at Sale. Finished fourth, about six lengths off the top three, but they all do look city grade. Third place to get an all-stardom, actually won at Caulfield on Wednesday. Charm Wing, yet to miss the minor money in all five career starts, which reads well, will be prominent in the run, so expect she gets her chance. And Riverina Bullet gets a mention. He may just be the best of the rest. Keen on the Brisbane runner, 2 ahead of 7, 10 and 9.
Yeah, Debonair Boy, best of the day for me, number 2. He gets room earlier and he wouldn't be a maiden after that run at Canberra last time out. He's run well out there, second up, third up, and stays at 1,300 metres. He gets around, I think he beats him. The only concern maybe the little bit of a wide draw, but I can see him overcoming that comfortably. Bob's Bay, I thought, was a solid debut there at Sale in a good race. He was down on the inside for the rest of the day. Winner of that race in the opening event that day came right up the middle of the track, and nothing went near the fence for the rest of the day, and that's where he was in that race. Charm Wing, yet to miss a place, was okay there at Benalla last time out. And then 5, Tofik Tok, might be an improver up on the speed and a little bit of extra ground. 2, 7, 10 and 5 for me in race number 4. Fifth event on the program. This is a 58 over 1,400 metres. There are no scratchings. Lewis German picks up the ride on number 5. Fontaine Diamond is the favourite here at $2.80. Build the B, $3.90. Rip City, $5. Now $6 for Zabafeldi as Rip City comes into $4.60. Think Music, $9.50. Surely Noble best of the rest at 21, Harry.
Ben Brisbane, Brendan, Fontaine Diamond, far from disgraced in a 64 race over the mile at Flemington last start. Think she's a 7 furlong horse for mine anyway. Drops back to 58 grade, where she was a winner over the trip two back. Not only negates top weight with Zoe Lloyd claiming 4 kilos, it actually gets her in really well off at the weights. Will be forward in the run. I expect she's hard to get past. Bill the B, third up and ready to fire after a strong closing effort last start at Stall. It's another one will be prominent in the run, and best prior efforts are probably better than this grade. Rip City, blinkers again and third up. Bit of a serial place getter, but we've seen the money come this morning, and Zabafield, he mixes form but is handy enough for something like this on his day. 1275.
1275 from Harry. I'm going to go against the trainer of the day, Ben Brisbane here in tip. Bill the B, number 2. If he can find his best, he's better than these on what he's done previously. I thought his run at Stall was solid. He got back on that occasion. Wouldn't be surprised if he bounced out and went right up on the speed. That's where he was racing well when he was with the Moroni stable. Third up last time in, he went to the synthetic at Ballarat and had every chance up there on the speed. But maybe on the grass, third up and out to 1,400. We can see him find a position up near the top of the the top of the field and be hard to run down. He has to concede weight to Fontaine Diamond, who has that big drop in grade after the run at Flemington behind Sicaro last time out. Was a good winner at 1400 back on the 19th of December at Benalla, and the claim to big help there for Zoe Lloyd. Rip City is placed in both third up runs, gets the blinkers back today, and then Zabafeldi, who is another one that's third up in for fourth, 2, 1, 7 and 5 in race number 5. Race number 6 on this 9 event program is a benchmark 70. This race over 1400 metres. Scratchings here from race number 6, a 2, 4, 11 and 12. Capodanno, off of the back of a freshen up, is the favourite here at $4. Y-Angle, $4.20. Lord Sundown, $4.40. Bobby Rocks at $5.50. Barbie's Fox, $7. Sahara at $10. This Skill Cat is a $12 chance. Capodanno has been $4.40 into $4 throughout the morning. Y-Angle on the drift. Lord Sundowner has been a bit of a firmer in markets with scratchings. Open 14 is down to $4.40 now, Harry.
It's a tricky race. You could almost field job this leg of the quaddie if you wanted to. I'm going with Y-Angle. I just think from a speed mapping point of view, he gets the run of the race. Stats on paper say 6 tries over 1,400 metres for nothing. But 4 of those, he ran 4th, and they were in stronger company. Matty Lloyd shaves a kilo and a half off, keeps his weight relative, ticks plenty of boxes for mine in an open race. Capodanno in for 2nd. Been freshened since going amiss at Pakenham. 2 runs prior to that were solid. Bobby Rocks with a low weight, 3rd up and fitter, sparks my interest to go into the quaddie. And as I said, I could make a case for a lot more of these. I've got Barbie's Fox in for 4th place. 1, 6, 10 and 5.
1, 6, 10, 5 from Harry. In a day where I thought it was hard to find value, I'm making my value bet in this race, number 7, Saha. He hasn't won fresh, but he's never been far away fresh, having his second preparation for the Patrick Payne stable. Truck it struck a soft 7 behind Ears the Barman when he closed off well from a long way back, first up over 1,300 metres back in August. He got a long way back in his subsequent run before winning at Echuca. He's going to be giving them a start if they do happen to put a little bit of speed on here. Red Octane will be the one up on the top rolling along, and Bobby Rock should expect might be too far away, so there'll be enough speed to for him to bounce off the back of. He's jumped out well at Echuca in preparation for this, might be the each way bet of the day. Capodanno was going well prior to the Pakenham mishap and does have a good draw here for Liam Redden. 1, Y-Angle I'm putting in for 3rd, was solid at Wagga after trying to win the Ryder Cup for a second time. He won the preliminary back to back. He looks to be in a winnable race here, but just going through his record, although most of his better racing, the stronger races he's contested have been in the anti-clockwise direction. He's only won once going the Melbourne way of going. His best form has been going in the clockwise direction. And then at number 10, Bobby Rock, 7, 6, 1 and 10 for mine in race number 6. 7th event on the program is the Wangaratta Bearings Benchmark 64 over the 1590. Scratchings here are 3, 10 and 11. Patrick Maloney picks up the ride on number 9, Really Swish. Upswing is a favourite, $2.80. Really Swish, $3.60. $4 Mystical Rose. Ghost Doctor the Local, $8.50. Not Alone at 10. I'm the Fox at 14 and Dina's Boy a $16 chance.
I think the top 4 in the market all should be going into your quarties. Upswing warrants favouritism for mine. Was good first up. Strips even fitter here, yet to miss a top 3 finish when second up, and is 2 from 3 over the trip. He's versatile in running, handles all racing surfaces, just looks very, very well placed to get a win here. Mystical Rose loves racing here at home. 5 starts for 2 wins and 2 seconds. Maps to be just off the speed and probably gets the run of the race. Ghost Doctor, I was with last start, got a lot of late support here, actually was backed into favouritism, was sound enough. Third up and fitter goes in the quaddie, as does Really Swish, who's coming off a last start win. 1, 12, 7, 9.
1, 12, 7 and 9 from Harry. I'm going to go with Upswing. Good return at Warrnambool with the 62. Has the same allotment of weight there today. Second up last time in, was beaten a length and a half by Approach Discreet coming from the back of the field. He's since gone on to win in town in Sydney. Former Round Master Shahood on wet ground earlier on in the prep last time as well. He can be a little bit of a tease, but I think he can get away with his Upswing and beat number 12, Mystical Rose. Third up from a break, the local. Michael. Would it be surprised if Vegas Boulevard turned it around after his couple of disappointing runs in 64 grain at 1400 metres? Does race well at his home track, but maybe this might be a little bit of a D-day for Vegas Boulevard to put it together. But he is a bit of a knockout chance if he does turn up and then really swish number 9, 112, 2 and 9 for mine in race number 7. Race number 8 on the program is a Benchmark 64. 2000 metres is the trip here for the second last. Scratchings from the race are 9, 14 and 15. Outlandos is the favourite, $3.30. Single Crown at $6 with Queen Guinevere. Don't Make Me Wait, $6.50. Grade 0, a $9 chance. Our Destry at 13, $14 Bedouin King. Lord Goldberg off a run at Mornington on New Year's Day, a $15 chance, Harry.
I'm happy to have a bet on Queen Guinevere dropping back in grade off a sound enough effort last start. Was well held, but held her ground home okay. Was solid at Bendigo the start prior, and even before that at the Valley over 2,500 metres. Proven at the track. Happy to have her on top of Outlandos. Generally bombs the start, is always strong late. On his day, the best horse in this race, no doubt about that. We've got the barrier blanket going on. Single Crown was the last start winner, got rolled as favourite 4 starts in a row prior. In the mix and can't be left out of the quaddie. And Don't Make Me Wait, it's just racing really consistently. It's just an honest horse. 5, 2, 3 and 4.
5, 2, 3 and 4 from Harry. I'm going to go with Outlandos getting back in leader-dominated races. Has had a little bit of a freshen up. Does concede a start, must admit, but dry ground. There looks enough speed here from the likes of Lord Goldberg. Don't Make Me Wait. Might be too far away. Miss Mask and Bedouin King, I think, might set it up nicely for him to show his class and charge over the top of them. And beat number 4, Don't Make Me Wait. He's going really nicely. Single Crown beat Don't Make Me Wait last time out there at Yarra Valley. Think Don't Make Me Wait can turn the time there with a kilo swing in his favour. And then 5, Queen Guinevere, 2, 4, 3, 5 in race number 8. Last on the program, a Benchmark 64,000 metres will close off the card at Wangaratta today. Scratchings from the race are 4 and 5. Kiata, the lightly raised Kiata, is the fixed odds favourite at $2.25. Astrain, $4.20. Bastion, $9.50. Dark Horse, $11. Governor Landy, $13. Yeldub, $14. Bonshadow, $16. Triple Shot, a $19 chance. How do we bring it home, Harry?
I'm quite keen on the favourite, Kiata. Narrowly edged out fresh with a 4-length gap on the next best runner. I think prior form jumps off the page for a race like this. She'll be forward in the run. I do expect her to win. Just for insurance, I've got Ashtrain in the quaddie. Loves racing here. Will appreciate the fast tempo of race and be finishing off. Outside of those top two, Dark Horse is second up and fitter, gets the winkers on, and Bastion on his day can prove competitive, third up here, next best, keen on the 13, ahead of 2, 9 and 6.
13, 2, 9 and 6 for Harry in the last one with 13 as well. Kiata thought it was a really good return there at Echuca. As Harry outlined, they put a monstrous break on the chasing pack, and she was only just nabbed on the line. I think she can be winning this from on top of the speed. Astrain putting in for second placing. Loves his home track. 2 runs back over the 1,000 metres have been okay in 58. Great steps up to the 64. If you're putting Astrain in, going to concede a little chance to his stablemate in Yale Derby's unbeaten in 2 tries, has a good fresh record, and then number 9, which is Dark Horse off his first up run. 13 on top of the 2 locals, 2-1, and then 9 in the last. Harry, your best bet, value bet, quaddie, and play of the day for Wangaratta, please.
I think we wait for the last race for my best race, 9, number 13, Kiata. Value, a little bit hard to come by today, but race 8, number 5, Queen Guinevere at around that $6 mark. Quaddie, first leg, 1, 5, 6 and 10. Second leg, 1, 7, 9 and 12. Third leg, 2, 3, 5. And we'll trim up the last leg with numbers 2 and 13. Play of the day, we will have a Ben Brisbane double. Race 3, number 8, Shy Girl. All up into race 4, number 2, Debonair Boy.
Best of luck today, Harry.
You too, Brendan.
Harry White there with his thoughts on the Wangaratta program. My best is Debonair Boy, race 4, number 2. Value Bet, race 6, number 7, Saha. Play of the day, race 1, number 1, Shops Dior into race 4, number 2, Debonair. Get the money early. For the quaddie, first leg, 1, 6, 7, and 10. Second leg, 1, 2, and 12. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bring it home with the two locals and the favourite, 1, 2, and 13. If you wanted to, though, you could probably stand out the 13 Kiata in the last leg if you are feeling brave. Joining us on the line from racing.com is Ben Ascari. Ben Brisbane has featured heavily throughout the thoughts of Harry and myself this morning. Is he at the top of the billing for you this afternoon?
Yeah, good morning, Brent. He certainly is. Best bet for me is Shy Girl. It's just a case of... In that third race, when I was leaving this morning, we had odds on Billy DeLune. I don't think Billy DeLune's the type of horse I want to take odds on about. So Shy Girl was, I think, 3 into about 260, 270 before I left. I noted that she's shorter than that now, but I think better than even money. She deserves to be favourite, in my opinion. She wasn't favourite. She was on the second line of betting. I'm going to make her the best bet on the program. Race 3, number 8, Shy Girl.
She's equal favourite on TabFix odds now with Billy DeLune at $2.15. I think she's got a little bit more upside than Billy DeLune. They might be clutching coming back to the 1,600 metres here, Ben.
I think so. I do think it's more suitable for Billy DeLune. Probably going to have a tactical advantage, which can be a plus at Wangaratta over Shy Girl. But, yeah, I think Shy Girl's got more upside. I think Shy Girl will be better suited back onto a firmer surface today, and I think she'll be really strong late. So if she's within striking distance on the turn, she's going to take a power of beating, I think.
Day where there doesn't look to be a lot of value, have we been able to find one at an each-way price?
Yeah, an each-way price is pretty tough. So I did have, I thought Bob's Bay was a great each-way bet at $6 this morning, but I know he's not an each-way price anymore. So we'll move on to the only other one I like at an each-way price, which comes up in the sixth race with the scratching of Heart of Puissance. I think at a nice price, $7 or $8, Barbie Fox can run really well. Brady last first up at Caulfield in the Christmas race, that was a completely forgettable run. It was a much stronger race. She was in the worst part of the track. So I think up to 1,400, weaker race, fitter for that run. She can run well on an each-way basis. She had 5 runs last prep, and she had genuine excuses in 3 of them. And the other 2, she ran really well. So I think each way at a price, Barbie Fox can run well in race 6.
Have we got some quarter numbers for Wangaratta today?
Yeah, first leg 1, 3, 5 and 10. That's Wyangle, Lord Sundowner, Barbie Fox and Bobby Rocks. Second leg 1, 7, 9 and 12. Upswing, Ghost Doctor, Really Swish and Mystical Rose. Just a 3 in the third leg with Outlandos, who's I think one of the better bets on the program, as well as Queen Guinevere and Badoon Kings are roughy. If you had gone to a benchmark 50, I would have really confident. But still think he's worth including them. 40 is a double figures. So 2, 5 and 13 in the third leg. And then coming up just with Ashtrain the 2 and Kiata the 13. So 4, 4, 3 and 2.
Best of luck today, Ben.
Good luck to anybody having a play.
Ben Ascari joining us on the line from racing.com. For all of Ben's tips, jump onto the racing.com website or tune into the coverage throughout the afternoon.